This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver police say two shootings near two different high schools Monday are unrelated. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports one shooting victim is a 16-year-old from East High.
Denver police arrested two suspects who fired at the victim from a stolen car. Then, only 20 minutes later, there was a second shooting near Emily Griffith High School in downtown Denver. Two victims were hospitalized, an adult and a 17-year-old. It is unclear if either were students, and no suspects have been arrested. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
East High School canceled classes today following that shooting yesterday. Companies like Uber, Lyft, and DoorDash would have to share more financial information with their drivers under a bill getting a hearing at the state capitol today. Drivers would be able to compare how much they made for a ride or delivery with how much the customer actually paid to better understand how big a cut the parent company is taking. Close to 8,000 Kaiser Permanente members in Colorado will receive refunds because of a software error. The health insurer says an update to its deductible calculation system charged members too much. The average refund is less than $50. The University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, is discontinuing its men's and women's golf programs. A press release says budget constraints forced them to cut the programs after the season ends this year. The university says student athletes in the golf program will have scholarships honored through the next academic year. The school's remaining 14 athletic programs will not be affected. Colorado Springs, Metro Denver, and much of Colorado can expect a fairly quick round of snow and cold. That's through the day and overnight and on Wednesday. Front range highs will be close to 50 today and only in the teens tomorrow. There is snow in the mountains and for western Colorado, and it should be sunny again by Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.